when I had that one little whiff of success that I've had in my life with the Viola Sonata, the rumor went around, I hear, that I hadn't written the stuff myself, that somebody had done it for me. And I even got one or two little bits of, I don't know if I've still got them, I doubt it, little bits of press clippings saying that it was impossible, that I couldn't have, I wouldn't have written it myself. And the funniest of all was that I had a clipping once which said that I didn't exist. There wasn't any such person as Rebecca. And there wasn't any such person as Rebecca Clark. And that it was a pseudonym. Now, these people have got most beautifully mixed. It was a pseudonym for Ernest Bloch. And I thought to myself, what a funny idea. When he writes his very much lesser works, that he should take a pseudonym of a girl that anybody should consider this possible. And